October 2015 Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the October 2015 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Doctrinal Highlight: Faith is a choice. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is not something ethereal, floating loosely in the air. Faith does not fall upon us by chance or stay with us by birthright. It is, as the Scriptures say, substance, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith emits a spiritual light, and that light is discernible. Faith in Jesus Christ is a gift from heaven that comes as we choose to believe and as we seek it and hold on to it. Your faith is either growing stronger or becoming weaker. Faith is a principle of power, important not only in this life, but also in our progression beyond the veil. By the grace of Christ, we will one day be saved through faith on His name. The future of your faith is not by chance, but by choice. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Faith is not by chance, but by choice. Ensign, November 2015, page 65. Prophetic Promise: Let your light shine. As we follow the example of the Savior, ours will be the opportunity to be a light in the lives of others, whether they be our own family members and friends, or co-workers, mere acquaintances, or total strangers. To each of you, I say that you are a son or daughter of our Heavenly Father. You have come from His presence to live on this earth for a season, to reflect the Savior's love and teachings, and to bravely let your light shine for all to see. When that season on earth has ended, if you have done your part, yours will be the glorious blessing of returning to live with Him forever. President Thomas S. Monson, Be an Example and a Light. Ensign, November 2015, page 88. New Special Witnesses. I'm grateful for our Savior's atonement and wish, like Alma, to shout it with the trump of God. Elder Ronald A. Rasband, I Stand All Amazed, page 90. I received a distinct impression to focus not on what I can't do, but rather on what I can do. I can testify of the plain and precious truths of the gospel. Elder Gary E. Stevenson, Plain and Precious Truths, page 92. With all my heart, I want to be a true follower of Jesus Christ. I love Him. I adore Him. I witness of His living reality. Elder Dale G. Renland, Through God's Eyes, page 94. Drawing Parallels. The Sacrament. Multiple speakers sometimes address the same gospel topic. Here is what three speakers said about the sacrament. If we partake of the sacrament in faith, the Holy Ghost will then be able to protect us and those we love from the temptations that come with increasing intensity and frequency. President Henry B. Eyring, The Holy Ghost as Your Companion, page 104. The Sabbath and the sacrament become much more enjoyable as we study the stories of Christ. In so doing, we create traditions that build our faith and testimony and also protect our family. Elder Claudio R. M. Costa, That They Do Always Remember Him, page 101. A perfect time to ask the Lord, What lack I yet? Is when we take the sacrament. In this reverent atmosphere, as our thoughts are turned heavenward, the Lord can gently tell us what we need to work on next. Elder Larry R. Lawrence, What Lack I Yet? Page 34. Answers for you. Each conference, prophets and apostles give inspired answers to questions church members may have. Use your November 2015 issue or visit conference.lds.org to find answers to these questions. Why does the church seem to work better for some people than for others? See Dieter F. Uchtdorf, It Works Wonderfully, page 20. What are some truths and doctrines that can keep us safely anchored to the church? See M. Russell Ballard, God is at the Helm, page 24. Why are the senior leadership positions in the church filled by older men? See David A. Bednar, Chosen to Bear Testimony of My Name, page 128. Why do I need to participate in the church if I already consider myself spiritual without it? See D. Todd Christofferson, Why the Church, page 108. To read, watch, or listen to General Conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org. End of the section, October 2015 Conference Notebook, read by Charlene Stewart.